In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. I listened to sermons and talks on the way down to prison on Wednesday mornings, and I was listening, actually for the second time, because it's an excellent sermon, to something by Father John Whiteford about lying, about the 10th commandment, and bearing false witness. And it was very good. It had lots and lots of references to Scripture. But the thing that I want to highlight is that he said God hates lying because God does not lie. So that's the reason why there is the commandment not to lie, because to lie is to be unlike God. Now, that can be applied to every commandment. The reason we are commanded to not steal is because God does not steal, because stealing is against love and God is love. The reason why we should not commit adultery or fornicate, which means any sexual activity outside of marriage, which of course would include same-sex activity and heterosexual activity, which of course those two things are rampant in our society. The reason we don't do those things is because God is pure, God is holy, and fornication is not holy. This is the message that we must get out to people. The reason for the commandments is because they reflect who God is. Now, what was so striking about Father John's sermon is it had lots and lots of references, which I don't recall exactly, but I would like to look them up and make them available, about God and lying, and how he does not lie, and how he hates lying, and the Proverbs talk about it in many other places. So there's lots of scriptural evidence that God does not lie and hates lying. But there is also the same scriptural evidence that God hates adultery, hates murder, hates theft, and that is why the commandments say the things they do. Now, sometimes we think of the first and the greatest commandment and the second one, which is like it, to be derivative of the Ten Commandments, because after all, they're not in the Ten Commandments. But that's not really true. The Ten Commandments are derivative of the greatest commandment. In fact, the second commandment is also derivative of the greatest commandment. God is love, and God loves, so he commands us to love. And the commandments that are derivative are merely because those actions are not according to love. They're not according to purity, to holiness, to compassion. They're not according to the nature of God. Let's remember that. That's why we struggle against sin. I think a few people would be able to fornicate less and eventually give off, stop that terrible and evil custom, if they understood deeply in their heart that this is not something that it's, well, okay, it's bad, but, you know, everybody does it, and, you know, I'm only human, and my boyfriend wants it, and he says he needs it, and all that other malarkey. But when they engage in such an activity, they are profoundly acting unlike God, unlike his nature. And we are called to be like his nature. So, may God help us to follow the commandments, not because they are arbitrarily imposed ideas, but because they reflect the nature of God. Amen.